I believe in daisy chains. They are the crown that proclaims that I am the princess of my Nana's back garden. They are the long ropes I used to spell out my initials upon that grassy rectangle to claim it as my own. They were wild weeds, and yet they were the crown jewels of my kingdom. They allowed me to create a new world in which only I belonged. I was once the princess of the daisies, a name I called myself when I was playing with my best friend, Imagination, in my grandparents' back garden that overlooked the blue sea of the English Channel. I used to fight fearsome tomato plant monsters with my sword of tree branches, travel with the doctor and his time machine on the patio table, and attend Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry with an old pair of glasses and my wand made of palm fronds. Throughout all of my summer adventures, I would always have a chain of little white flowers wrapped around my head, falling into my squinted eyes and tangled into my messy brown hair. I would then take it off and place it on my bedside table, even though a new one would be made the next day. Whenever I made a daisy chain, I would unlock a new world with Imagination, which we would then set out to explore together. One summer day, I was sitting in the garden making yet another daisy chain. I wanted to make the longest chain in the world that could stretch for miles and miles. I proceeded to pick all of the wild daisies from the back garden, from the front yard, and even from the neighbor's house, because I knew I needed many. I was also doing a service to the neighbor and my Nana by weeding their gardens. I then proceeded to poke holes in the bottom of the stems and thread the daisies through one another, making sure that I didn't cut any short. In the end, the longest daisy chain in the world stretched only about 4 feet long, but to me it stretched across the garden, down the rolling hills of my grandparents' little village, and into another world. As a child, I had a very active imagination, constantly moving, the little gears constantly turning to think of new worlds for me to explore. I like to think that I still have the same vivid imagination, even though I know it is growing slightly weaker every time I age another year. Imagination is something that can never die, because without it, there is no such thing as creativity, innovation, or even ideas. Imagination is what keeps the world fresh, exciting, and new, not bland, old, and boring. I carry my childhood friend with me, and it helps me with school, dance, and the other aspects of my life. I hope to nurse it back to its former glory in order to use it again for my future, for something I have yet to figure out. Even though it sometimes fails me, I always think back to the days when the Princess of the Daisies ruled the back garden and when I was a constant dreamer. I look to the future when my old best friend, Imagination, will hand me a key made of daisies linked together that I will use to unlock the greatest adventure of them all.